Well, the app, once it is downloaded, it allows you to record a police encounter, and that recording is automatically sent as you record to the ACLU so that it cannot be destroyed or deleted or confiscated by the police. It has other features as well, including know your rights information about how to use the app. It has a witness function that can signal to other people who have the app if there's something going on. This is particularly useful for things like protests and rallies and marches. One thing that we really encourage people to do is if you have a video of a police encounter where you really do think something significant went on there, something was done inappropriately by the police, we really encourage you to use the report function to let us know, because we will pay a lot more attention to the videos that are accompanied by a report. Our hope is that this will increase transparency and accountability for police actions. We hope it will actually reduce violence in police encounters on everyone's part. And if there are cases of police brutality or racial profiling, that it will give a way to follow up on this. Our own case of Ryan Brown, which you can look at on our website, where there was excessive force in a police traffic stop, and his recording, captured that, even though the police took his phone and threw it into the snow. It is about accountability. It is about transparency. But I don't consider it to be anti-police. But what's important about this app is it keeps the video in private hands so that the police can't limit or destroy the video to their own advantage. It's something that our own citizens and residents really control. There have been cases where police have actually confiscated phones or tablets and tried to erase what was on them. This app will prevent that from happening.